you think artists nowadays need labels?
Yes and no. Yes, because labels do a lot of stuff for you. If you have money, no. Somehow, if you found a way to get a couple hundred grand to start off with, you don't need a label. Okay. But if you don't have that money to back yourself, you need a label. Making music, like becoming a popular artist, is the most expensive thing on the planet.
I'm sure. Studio time.
It's just like money like constantly going out the window.
And things, you don't know if it's you're going to get it back.
Yeah, you have no clue.
You could. Obviously, you can make it back 30-fold. Or not.
You lose it, yeah. 2 week shows is just my favorite thing on the planet. It's so much fun.
I saw some pictures, dude. It's electric.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like the coolest feeling in the world, especially when people know the words to the songs. For me, the most biggest achievement for shows is that the first show I ever did was at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair. I was 14, and I was opening for Gucci Mane.
Hello and welcome to the MCM podcast number 27, brought to you by Monmouth County Memes. As you see, we're in a new space right here. It's a new kind of studio-esque. We're out of a new place in Belmar. I'm not going to say where it is because I know some of you are actually crazy. I've learned that off TikTok, that if I accidentally show my feet on a live, that you guys will screenshot it and make it your profile pics. That actually happened. I'll get into that, dude. But a lot of things are changing. I kind of prefaced this in some of our last episodes, and we're working on this new studio in Belmar. It's with one camera angle, which I actually really dig, and I'm doing it for a couple reasons. One, because in my opinion, a podcast is really like a free-flowing conversation, and I'm sitting next to my guest right now on a couch, and it feels less like an interview. You know, in our old studio, it was two separate camera angles, and it really just felt like going back and forth about a subject, but it didn't feel natural. And the other thing is that with this being one camera angle, that hopefully I'm going to be able to put more of these out with two camera angles. If, you know, for any of my video people out there, it's a lot of editing. It takes hours upon hours. But with this, you know, it's going to be a little bit less work, which, you know, the quality might be going down a little bit. Probably not too much. Okay. It's still a really nice setup, as I'll show the behind the scenes here. But behind me, as you see, we have Pikachu. I was telling Chris, who I haven't, you know, introduced yet, of course, that I just have Pikachu sitting here with some, you know, nuts because I have an MCM sign coming from Etsy. It's like the sick neon sign. And I bought one from England. And then according to her, she can't ship it because of fucking Brexit. That pushed me back a month.
What is Brexit?
It's like England's leaving the European Union. And I don't know what it has to do with the U.S. I'm probably a fucking idiot and I shouldn't be speaking about international affairs. But she's like, yeah, you just spent this much money, but I can't ship. I was like, thank you. Like, I thought I was getting this for 3 weeks. Whatever. But as you see, I have some other stuff here. Rutgers sent me a flag. I'll show a picture of that as well. I don't even go to Rutgers. No affiliation with Rutgers, but I'm fucking team Rutgers when it comes to the MCM podcast. So I want to get into today's guest, and he's sitting right next to me. His name's Chris Lake. And he's a musician, rapper, artist. He kind of does everything. And I've been listening to some of his music, guys. He's on Apple. He's on SoundCloud. He's on all these major like listening websites and all these apps. And he's fucking really good. And I want to get rid of this stigmatism of people like, you know, like my opinion, I think of like, yo, what's the SoundCloud link? This or that. And it's just some dumbass in their car. Like they don't sound good. He sounds professional as shit. So let's just get that out of the blue.
Thank you very much.
Chris, how are you doing today, bro?
Pretty good. I woke up real early this morning.
I do that to people. Like, every person's like, dude, why are you making me wake up this early?
There was like a 30% chance I did not wake up. I was really fucked up last night. And I woke up and I was like at like 6 and I was like, ah, shit, it's early as fuck. Dude, like, I'm going back to sleep.
This is I got to know Chris through TFM Bird Law.
Yes.
And one thing that this is how I know you guys are friends, because he showed up absolutely fucking blasted to the interview as well. He was so drunk that he showed up in the outfit he wore the night before.
Yeah. If we did this later today, I would have been like pretty fucked up.
So it's actually good that we did it earlier. Oh, yeah, just to get out of the 100%. Way. Get out.
I almost would have rather done. I like doing shit drunk. I don't know, but it's way more. It makes everything interesting.
No, it does. It makes it fun. I mean, I've only done a few of these podcasts. The problem is, like, we've drank for a few of them, but like, I also have to do some technical shit.
Yeah, so it's like, if your hair is not going to work out. That's what
I'm
saying.
I've done shit where I've recorded for like 10 minutes. I'm like, bro, don't tell me I wasn't recording. Then I look and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So once, you know, this becomes a bigger production and, you know, Justin has his assistant and then there's their assistant and then we're just chilling and I could show up like 20 minutes late and just like, let's get into this shit. Then we could go. So how did you, do you and TFM Birdlaw go back?
Yeah, so pretty much my older brother, they've been like best friends for like 8 years. And then I started hanging out with all these older kids and they corrupted me as a young child. And then pretty much we just started, he did his thing and then I started doing my thing. And we both started gaining traction and getting popular. And then we just, like, we've always been together like really often. But then once the popularity came into it, we started working
and helping each other.
Yeah,
because social media is like, it's so much, you know, if you could, you know, not even plugging other people but just supporting them on there, other people will get behind that as well.
That's what, before I made music, like, I always made music, but at the start I didn't do it seriously because I did social media marketing for like a lot of big artists. And then I started realizing, like, a lot of these guys suck. I can stop this and do it for myself.
And you know how to get your shit out there.
Yeah, I already knew how to do it.
That's the hard part. A lot of people, like, listen, they can make the music, whatever, but they don't realize, like, the power of Instagram. Fucking TikTok is so goddamn viral right now.
One of my songs is about to do a whole big TikTok thing.
Good.
That should make it. I hope that makes it blow up. This one song should blow up.
Well, dude, like, I've seen people where, you know, like, independent people, they're like, listen, if you use my song in your video and you get, you know, 100,000 views, I'll give you like 5-10. It's free to make a video on TikTok, so people do it. Or like, dude, if you can make like a dance video, that's what Drake will, like, literally make songs for a dance video, and then it goes viral.
I mean, anything Drake does will go viral. Yeah, but it just makes it easier.
There's a video. Drake just released that new song. What was it, yesterday or two days ago?
He dropped like 3 songs. Yeah. And What's Next, I think the one was called. Yeah. That's definitely just going to become popular on TikTok.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what kids do.
You know, and they just fucking dance to it. That's the problem. I'm on TikTok too, dude, and I'm really scared. I'm about to get kicked off. Unfortunately, I don't want.
Why? What did you do?
I just do some like edgier fucking reaction videos, and a lot of them get shadow banned.
Yeah, TikTok's really big about
community guidelines.
Yeah.
But with only some people, dude.
Really?
Not gonna lie, they let some people get away with it, and it's not a conspiracy theory. But how'd you? What made you want to start getting into music in the first place?
I really started when I was 14. It's been like 13 I started. And it was just a way for me to express how I feel about shit. And then as it went, at the beginning, I was a piece of shit. Like when I was a kid, like younger, I was like trying to act like something that I'm not. And then like 2 years ago, I started getting more serious into it. And then once I started getting popular, just something clicked in my mind, and it really changed from just doing music to try to get popular to I just make music for myself now. So I make it to get me through life, really. And I started being myself. I realized that being yourself, especially on like social media, is so much more valuable than trying to like flex and do all this shit.
Yeah.
It's just so much more value just to be yourself and people can relate to you and actually know you as a person.
I agree. I mean, there's certain types of creators online, even like you as a musician, like people want to listen to your music, dude. If you're rapping about, you know, $100,000 sports cars, this and that, obviously you're showing that you made it, of course. But most of your viewers, dude, they can't relate to that. Like, that's not your average viewer. Obviously, I love hearing about, you know, like all these big artists making music. Like, obviously Post Malone talks about, like, you know, the Benzes and all this shit, but it's like, at a certain point, you know, they're so rich, they're like icons.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really take too much away from their music. Is there, I see you've like done some music videos as well. What's the process behind that, dude?
Music videos? Really, it's just, what I mainly do is I just take the camera out, like, I have the cameraman come out, and we just film shit throughout the day. But now I just dropped my album as an album project, and it's gonna be more like serious music videos into it, but they're okay. Not coming out till the summer. I don't really want to do anything till the summer because it's just way more fun.
And it's warm,
yeah,
too, that you could do shit outside. Dude, this is just kind of my way. Like, I just want to sneak onto someone's music video and just be in the back, just wearing,
be in the,
like,
background, just
wearing,
post
like,
it up.
Wearing an outfit like this, wearing a suit, a turtleneck.
You could do that with my music videos.
That's what I'm saying.
Want.
Just stand in the back. Listen, I'll throw it out on all my fucking Monmouth County Memes pages. I don't want to say anything. Just you do your thing. I'll just be in the back, even in, like, in the back seat of the car, just sitting like this. Yeah, I've always, well, like, I kind of like the meme. I wouldn't call it a meme, but you know Cody Ko? They have, like, Tiny Meat Gang collective. Like, they make meme songs. It's kind of funny. They're actually not bad either, like, in what they do. Because I think they're actually picked up by, like, Atlantic or Republic. That's the next thing I want to bring up, man. Like, do you think artists nowadays need labels?
Yes and no. Yes, because labels do a lot of stuff for you that you can't. If you have money, no. If you have somehow, if you found a way to get like a couple hundred grand to start off with, you don't need a label. Okay. But if you don't have that money to back yourself, you need a label. Because there's no way to. Making music, like becoming a popular artist, is the most expensive thing on the planet.
I'm sure. Studio time.
It's just, like, money, like, constantly going out the window.
And things, you don't know if it's, you're gonna get it back.
Yeah, there's no clue.
You could, obviously, you can make it back 30-fold, or not.
You lose it, yeah.
But the thing is, like, during that time, dude, you're doing something you love.
Yeah.
So at what point?
It's whatever. It's really whatever you're comfortable with and what's worth it for you.
Yeah. At a certain point, like, dude, and that's why a lot of people do it part time. Like, we just had a record label on out of Asbury Park, Telegraph Hill Records. That was cool. I had, like, a smaller Long Branch band on. I don't know why I'm having a lot of musicians on, coming from a guy who has, like, zero musical talent, like, zero. But like I said, I'll be in the back of a music video just, like, fucking chilling.
We can make that happen.
So, yeah, let me know. I want me, you, and Bird Law have to be in a
second. That
something.
Can happen. That'd be really funny, actually.
By the way, guys, Bird Law, he's the guy who runs the socials for TFM. He was in our Total Frat Move episode of the MCM podcast. I want to say it was, like, 20 or 22. Awesome guy. And when he told me that, you know, Chris might be interested in coming on, I was actually really hyped for it. And Chris is the first one in our new kind of studio that we're doing. So, you know, we're just seeing how this goes, of course. So, you know, I don't think anyone's been able to do shows since COVID's gone on.
Yeah.
But do you miss that?
Yeah, that's actually the most depressing thing for me, is that it's been over a year now since I did a show. And doing shows is just my favorite thing on the planet. It's so much fun.
Especially, I saw some pictures, dude. It's electric.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like the coolest feeling in the world, especially when people know the words to the songs. That makes it crazy. It's just, like, it's crazy.
Well, like, dude, it's, yeah, you can't believe it. I mean, you get that, like, instant gratification right there. You're like, that this is working.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to start soon. They're starting to have them in Florida and Texas. I might go to Texas pretty soon and do some shows, because there's, like, now Texas, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, yeah. Florida's getting there. Yeah. Florida's pretty much. They've been trying to be open for a lot of this. Is there, like, a favorite story that you have about a show, like, anything crazy?
Let me think. A favorite story of a show.
Or just something that you'll never forget.
From a show, I mean, biggest achievement for shows is that the first show I ever did was at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair.
Ooh.
And it was like 4,000 people.
Dude, I saw fucking Fetty there.
Really?
Years ago.
Oh, yeah. I was at that.
Really?
It was
his zoo tour, and Post Malone opened up for him, dude. That's a real theater.
No, I wasn't at that one. I was at the one, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
So the biggest achievement for me is that the first show I ever did at Wellmont Theater, like, I think I was 14, and I was opening for Gucci Mane, and
wow,
like, it was bad. Like, it was really bad. Like, I was really bad. I didn't know what I was doing. And then 2 years later, that was the last show that I did in last January, was at the Wellmont Theater again. and it was sold out, and everyone knew the words to my fucking song, and they were going crazy. That was just that to me. That was just like, wow, this really happened. Like that happened to me. It was the craziest feeling in the world.
But it's like, you know, that first show that you're talking about, like that, something like that needed to happen. Like yeah. You're saying that it didn't go well.
Yeah, it needed to happen.
It was probably eye opening.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck am I? That, because at that point, I was just like flexing on the internet all the time, just doing all this shit. And that really made me click and be like, no, this isn't what I need to be doing. I just need to be myself.
Well, you got it, dude. It's like so many people are like afraid to fail.
Yeah.
And you know, you like, especially whether it's like posting videos, like, dude, one of my true passions is like YouTube, and I'm slowly getting back into it. And so many people are just like, dude, what if I post a video and it flops? Okay, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, like, because, dude, in that video, one, you're learning, okay, that didn't work. Let me try something else. Not everything you do is going to be a hit.
Yeah. That's one thing that I've learned is you can't care about the views and you can't care about the comments.
Because no.
if you care about the good comments, you're going to care about the bad comments like 10 yeah. times more, and you can't.
Well, dude, that's the thing. Like, especially on like my meme page, I'll have, like you're saying, 99 good comments. Oh my, I couldn't care less about it. I'm not saying it's like a bad thing, but like truly, you know, you'll have 100. Yo, that was fire. That was fire. And then the one person that writes, yo, that's just fucking trash. You got no talent. You will never, they live rent free yeah. in your head. And I think just, dude, as a creator, like as a singer, songwriter, rapper, it's, I don't know if you ever truly get out of that. You might.
No, you don't.
You might get better yeah. at just phasing over it, right?
I mean, I don't really care anymore because the music for me now, I make it for me. I don't really make yeah. it for anyone else. And I know what I know it's at least decent enough that people like it and people listen to it. So it's got to be good enough. So who the fuck cares if like Lil Jimmy and
yeah.
the middle of nowhere, South Carolina, doesn't, he's like a 12-year-old saying fuck you on the internet to me. I don't
well,
care.
Most people don't, one, they don't even have the musical talent to be able to question your shit.
Yeah.
Like here's the deal. Like, dude, if I'm like, Chris, like, I didn't like your last song. That's my opinion, but I have no musical talent to tell you, like, if that's good or bad. That's what I'm getting at is, like, for people, like, to talk shit, like, if I make a stupid TikTok or something like that, and it's about a subject that they don't know about, dude, I brush over it. Yeah, I'm like, okay, they don't know. It could be, like, obviously, if it's a bunch of bad comments that I get in a video, like, that wasn't funny. Okay, I'll look back at myself and say, that wasn't fucking funny. So, your last show, when was that before COVID happened?
That was January 1st or December 29th.
And where was that?
It was either one of the last days of January. That was in my, that was the one I was just talking about.
Oh.
That was my last show that I did before Corona. Mm. And I had like a bunch of shows planned in March, last March, all canceled. I was pissed.
16, Justin? Cool. Thank you. It's like a strange time. Just to, is that 16? Okay. Thank you. I told Justin, let me know like 30, but 16 is just so like specific. Okay. Thank you. That kind of like threw me off there. So you were saying around March, you had a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
That,
they all got canceled.
Mm. Dude, it honestly, like when COVID first happened, like it really feels like it hasn't been that long. Like if you remember, like for me, all I did the first few weeks was just play Call of Duty, like fucking Club Penguin.
Yeah. I mean, I've just completely, I don't give a fuck. And I've been going to Florida like every other week I go to Florida.
So should I be like 8 feet away from you?
No, I don't have Corona.
No, dude. I trust you.
I'm getting the vaccine in like a week.
You do? Oh, you are?
Yeah. Good shit.
My parents just got it. But it's the two-person one. Yeah, I don't think, because yeah. Johnson & Johnson has the one that you do, but that's not out yet.
I have no clue which one I'm getting.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
So you can start entertaining. Listen, as far as people that get it, I'm not here to label people in society and who should get it. But, you know, the restaurant workers, of course, supermarket people, but also people like artists, entertainers, because it's a big industry and you're bringing joy to people who go to your shit.
Yeah.
So that's important. You know, you got to be able to travel and do your work. I mean, as far as, have you just been taking this time to really just hone into your craft?
Yeah, I've been going to the studio like really often, like a couple times a week.
Wow.
But now I'm starting to make like pop punk music.
Dude, I fucking was listening to a song last night from you, and it's reminded me so much of MGK.
Yeah.
It sounded so sick.
Because I've always been like a Blink-182 fan. Ooh. And shit. And then once the MGK started doing it and showed that you could get popular, like this could be popular
again.
It's
coming back.
I was like, I might as well make it. And I spent like a month and it was really bad because it's, you don't know, it's a totally different.
Yeah, it's something different than you.
And then after a month, I started getting better at it and better at it. And then like last week, I just put one on SoundCloud.
Dude,
I
was like, fuck it. I fuck with it. Thank I like you. It.
I like that song a lot. I actually like that song a lot.
Dude, it just makes us like, I don't know, it brings, it's weird that it brings us back to being younger. Yeah. Like you're saying the Blink 182 days. Did you like MGK's new album?
Oh yeah, I love that shit. I play that shit all the time. Oh,
it's so fucking good. I strangely got into vinyls for some reason. And let me just make sure your thing's definitely on. Yeah, you're good. I strangely got, like, my buddy got me a vinyl record for, do you know the movie Interstellar?
Yeah.
If you've ever, like, I'm not saying I've done this, guys, whatever, but if you ever watch the movie High, it's like the most trippy shit ever, because it's like a inner, like, it's about a movie about time travel, like kind of time travel, but like inner space shit. And the soundtrack in it is like OD. It's
I never even paid attention to the soundtrack in it,
bro. It's made by Hans Zimmer. Like, he's like a world renowned guy for, he did the Inception soundtrack. So I used to listen to this shit in college, the soundtrack, dude. And I would be able to like sit down for 5 hours and write an essay, and just, it felt like I was on like crazy drugs, able to write out like 20 pages. So my friend JR, he ended up getting me this vinyl for my birthday, whatever, like 4 months ago. And I got a vinyl player, dude, and I've just been buying vinyls for all these artists. And it's not like a cheap hobby, because some of these can be like expensive. MGK's is what I'm getting at, dude. His latest album is like $250
for vinyl. That's crazy,
because you know what, I think they just get like make a limited release of them. They don't make a lot, and then they're just like, fuck it. So all the resale is crazy.
I'm sure you can find them, like a fake one or something.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, the thing I like about them, though, it's like, not only are they wall art, like you can hang them on the wall, but you could take them out and you listen to it, and it truly is the best way to listen to music.
It's so much clear.
It is. Yeah. It's clear. It's less condensed as far as Apple Music is, but listen, I don't care. I blast that shit all the time, bro.
It's so good.
Ah, it's fucking legit. So as far as Instagram and shit, dude, like I look at, like, dude, you got around 80,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Jesus.
One thing is that over time, I just started, I don't really even use Instagram.
Well, I see, bro. You got six pictures.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do it. I used to be, my life used to be Instagram. And then I don't care about it that much anymore. I feel when you're coming up, it's way more, you want to be on it and you're trying to get popular. And then once you get, I just reached a point where I would like post everything I did on social media, like anything that like cool that I did. And then it got to a point where I want to actually enjoy doing what I'm doing rather than taking videos of everything that I do constantly.
Bro, social media is a fucking drug.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like really bad.
You post a pic and you're checking the likes and you're checking... Dude, like, I've so the meme page I run, it's at like 30,000 followers. I've kind of like taken a step back because, bro, like, between like our podcast page, like you're saying, like, I'm doing more of the social media and less of actually like the podcast creating.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I go at points where I don't even want to be by my phone. So that's a problem. Like, I don't want to be like, if someone texts me, if I'll get home at like 5 o'clock, I don't even want to be on my phone. So I won't even see texts and shit. Because if I am on my phone, I'll go to TikTok. I was going to say Tinder. I don't even know why I was going to say Tinder. Jesus. Just fill that in. No, Tinder's a fucking cesspool. Like Instagram. And it's just a problem. It really is, because it is so addicting. I mean, are you a fan of TikTok?
Not really.
I like the beta breath. You're like...
I mean... I just don't use social media. I rarely use social media.
That's smart of you, man.
So I don't know. I'm not on it all the time. So.
I respect that. I truly do.
I used to. It was literally all I would do. And then it just, at some point, real life has to come into the equation.
It's true. Dude, like all these, I follow this thing, this page called Influencers in the Wild. And it just basically makes fun of like girls who with like, you know, who just treat Instagram as far as like they'll go to a place just to take pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They'll go like,
yeah.
Someone, you know, Lighthouse, it's like an ice cream place.
No.
It's whatever. But so like someone sent something to me like yesterday. It's like a meme. Like every single girl that goes there, like they take pictures of the ice cream or else they don't go. Like that's the thing. Like basically.
Like, that place in the city, like Candy Factory.
Yes. That place where it's like this big.
And people
I've
only
seen
go
that.
There to
take pictures of it. Yes, to flex. And dude, that's the thing. It's such like, you got to understand that with social media, you only see the best part of people's lives.
Yes, that's one thing. It's a really good point. You only see the good shit about people's lives.
No one's posting fucking them going
and
to the.
If I'm on social media, like, I'll usually post the bad shit of my life rather than the good shit, because I don't give a fuck about people seeing me like doing like roller coasters or shit.
Well, dude, it's even like you're not going to post yourself like, you know, going to the supermarket, something like simple like that, hitting up a Wawa or something. I don't know. So, hey, what's up, Mike? You're good. Just have people walking down. Nice shirt, dude. Shout out Bar A. Actually, not shout out Bar A, guys. I bought a fucking VIP car from you guys last summer and I couldn't use it. Are you 21?
I am 17.
Dude, no way. You're 17. You're making me feel
old. I turned
18
in like on the 21st.
And I'm talking about like Bar A as if you're going here. you got some time. Jesus. So that's what you're saying. So Bird Laws, you're like
Your older brother is
friends with Bird Law.
They're roommates now.
At Rutgers?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Jesus, dude. So you're doing all this shit at such a young
age. It's a lot to handle.
I mean, wow. Good. Honestly, dude, good for you. I mean, at this point, like you're learning so much about the industry at this young age where, you know, I always say I wish I kind of got the balls to do more on social media at a younger age, because I feel like you have less to lose at a younger age.
Oh, 100%. You have nothing to lose. Like, I'm just a kid. If everything goes south, I still could just do any normal thing that any normal person does.
And you're young. You're young enough to do it.
Yeah, I'm fine. So it's not like, it's not as much risk.
Well, dude, that's like, as far as like, let's just say someone who's like 30, let's just put this, you versus like a 30-year-old, you know, want like a guy that wants to get into like a rapping career, singing. What if he has like a kid? What if he has like a you know, a house? It's shit like that, dude. He might not be able to put as much time and effort into this as someone like you. That, and you can't beat that. Like, the one thing you can't like take back is time.
Yeah.
So that's all. Like, honestly, that's very eye opening. I'm very happy. It's like kind of surprised. You look a little bit older.
Yeah, I know. Everyone always says that.
I like the beard.
One thing, a lot of people don't know my real age because, two years ago, I did an interview, and I told them I was 17 at the time because, like, the week before, I was in the Bahamas, and I was hooking up with this chick that was, like, 23, and then I went to this interview, and I knew she was going to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I can't say I'm 15 right now on this fucking interview.
So yeah, if that girl is watching this, he is older.
I hope not. I think she probably knows by now. She definitely knows.
That's legit.
That's
Jesus.
One thing that I can't wait is when I turn 18. I wish I could see like the reaction on some of these girls' faces that I told like I was like 22. Like,
dude, if you said you were like 22 or 23, I'd believe it.
Yeah, that's why.
I was guessing 21, but like the beard helps, dude. I just have this like creepy stash that I have going. I literally just have it for this. And for work, dude, the nice thing is because I still have to wear a mask. Obviously, wear a mask for work. So none of my coworkers know I have this.
Like,
I feel like if I couldn't wear this to work, they would be asking questions.
I had a stash for a while going.
It's weird. It's different. Like, I feel like it's like low-key coming back. I'm not like, I look like a fucking porn star. Like, I legitimately look like a Ron Burgundy 70s porn star wearing these. The suit, turtleneck, not too hot in here. I'm actually surprised. I thought it was going to be a lot hotter. Dude, I had if you know, Pliables.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I had the founder on, and I literally, because he's like a surfer guy, so I wore a wetsuit through it for the interview. And it was like, it was weird. It was like the weirdest thing, but I try to wear like weird outfits for like interviews. Yeah. So when Birdlaw came on, I was dressed like a frat bro. Like I had like a full Vineyard Vine suit on, things like that, a bow tie. And I went for like a 2000s, mid-2000s, like TFM look.
Yeah, yeah.
He liked that. But so the surfer guy, Pliables, Rob Giuliani, Pliables came on. I wore a fucking surfing wetsuit. And I literally was sweating, bro. I had a bead of sweat at like 10 minutes into the interview come down my face. And I said to Rob, I was like, Rob, I'm sorry. I got to take off this wetsuit. He's like, Max, I didn't ask you to wear that. So it was like, I just do weird shit like that. So, dude, I'm happy you came on. I want to, there's some questions that I got to ask you. I do like a kind of a game with people. Last time I did a Would You Rather, But this is kind of so my fans and followers can learn a little bit about you.
Okay.
I don't want you to hold anything back either.
Okay.
Because the only person that will judge you in here is probably me, but not too hard. No, I'm just fucking So, do you call it pork roll or Taylor ham?
I don't call it either because I don't eat that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't even eat.
What do you eat for breakfast?
Dude, I'm the piggiest eater on the planet. I eat like chicken nuggets and like pizza.
So, okay, but like that stuff, have you ever had it though?
No, I've never had it in my life.
Dude, you gotta try it. Right. You like try for there's a few places around here. If you're ever like down here again in the summer, I want to invite you and Birdlaw over if we have some shit over the house in the summer. But try like pork roll, egg, cheese, hash brown. Fucking very good. I think you'll like it. Okay. So that's kind of, you know, whatever. That Justin, how are we on time, by the way? 29. Cool. Okay. Does Central Jersey exist in your opinion?
100%.
It does. Okay.
It has. It doesn't make sense for it not to.
Yeah, you got the north and the south. Yeah,
you can't just not be a center.
Well, do you consider yourself like North Central Jersey or like South North Jersey?
Probably North Central Jersey.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I feel like the discrepancies is where the farmland starts.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like South Jersey is mostly farmland. Like the.
It is, bro. I'm not going to lie. Some hicks down there.
North Jersey is mostly farmland. And I think Central Jersey is everywhere that is the suburbs and
yeah. The
cities.
Like, I like to think, this is a weird thing, because I don't think it's just North, South, and Central. I like to add in the Jersey Shore. Because, dude, like, as far as Central Jersey, to your point, like, right here, this is considered Central Jersey. But if you go west, over in like Mercer County, it is all farms, yeah. Bro. It is so it's entirely different. Like even Western Monmouth County, I have a friend who lives in Millstone. It's fucking all horses and farms there. So thank you. So Chris does agree. Central Jersey does exist. So all my Monmouth County people, which is most of my followers, love to hear that. Okay. Who is better pizza? Do you like pizza, by the way?
Oh, big pizza guy.
Good, good. Who is better pizza? New York or New Jersey?
New Jersey, I think.
Thank you. Why do you think that?
Because New York has so much, and there's a lot of bad pizza in New York. There's a lot of bad...
Like the dollar pizza shit.
Yeah, so New Jersey, there's more good than bad. And then New York, there's just so much, and majority of it's bad.
Now, Justin's sitting here, and I know he's behind the camera, guys. And I always look at him when I ask this question to guests. Have you ever had 7-Eleven pizza?
No, I have not.
Do you ever plan on having it?
I've had Quick Check pizza.
Okay.
Or one of those places, but I have not had 7-Eleven pizza.
Dude, the best way to put it, it's not as good. Okay, it's not as bad as what people think it is, but it's definitely not as good as you would think it is. If that makes any sense. That was probably like the worst way to put it. But if you're really fucked up, it's good.
If you're fucked up, anything's good.
But dude, we'll always like after the bar, we'll go there and order like two of them and you'll house it. Unfortunately, like 30 minutes later, you feel like dying. But going in, it's really good.
I would never even think about going to 7-Eleven pizza.
The thing is also you can't just get one slice. You gotta order the whole pie. But bro, the whole pie is like $5.
That's great. That's funny.
it's so fucking cheap. Okay. Is there like a favorite topping that you have when you do a pizza?
I only eat cheese pizza.
Just plain.
Yeah.
I'm literally
the pickiest eater on the planet.
Wow. Okay. I'm like the opposite, dude, except for like some things, whatever. But I usually just am a fat piece, shouldn't eat anything. Do you have a favorite beach to go to?
I have a least favorite beach to go to. Fucking hate LBI.
Ooh, I love it.
With a passion.
Why is that?
It's just the dynamic of LBI is just so annoying. It's like it's just a bunch of kids like. They go to this park and hang out.
Hey, do you mind putting that closer?
They like a bunch of kids just to hang out in a park. It's really weird.
I've only been there a couple of times. I love like these takes though. Like if there's any place you hate, like LBI, I don't think I'm ever going to LBI again. So fuck yeah, LBI
fuck
too.
LBI.
Yeah, fuck it.
I got fucking arrested at LBI.
Okay, so that's even worse.
Yeah.
The cops in those shore towns, dude, they just got nothing better to do.
Yeah, they're dicks.
They seriously, they're sitting in their cars just waiting.
Yeah, they're just dicks.
Damn, yeah.
My favorite, though, I'd probably say Lavalette.
It's beautiful down there.
Yeah.
It is.
I'd say Lavalette.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as far as like, dude, around here, the beaches are nice, but I think it's like the good part of it is just how close it is. That yeah. if you do go to an LBI, bro, it takes LBI's you a while.
Deep. Yeah,
it's
deep. LBI's like 2 hours away from, 2.5 hours away from
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so you just can't go for a night. Yeah. Like, you got to stay at least if you're going for like a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, but here, if you want to let you say.
Come here and then go back.
Yeah, bro, it's a day trip. It yeah. could be a day trip if you really want to go to a Belmore. Obviously, we got this, you know, house right here. So the plan is, you know, to have some people come down here and crash here. Do you have an influence as far as an artist? That maybe, because I know you're doing your own thing now, but. Starting up,
yeah,
you?
I mean, definitely A Boogie.
Ooh,
A Boogie's okay. my biggest influence, and then I'd say MGK now, but definitely A Boogie's probably the biggest one.
Okay, why is that?
A Boogie's my, I literally, I relate to him a lot, I guess.
Good,
most of the shit, 99% of the shit in his music, I relate to, and then that kind of goes into my music as well because it kind of gave me the courage, I guess, because. Talking about like girls and shit and music, like relationships and stuff, it's kind of weird, especially it just feels a little weird. And that kind of listening to A Boogie say that shit kind of just gave me the courage to just say fucking talk about it.
I mean, yeah, as far as like, especially guys, and I like to, like, I feel like a lot of times, bro, like, guys aren't asked about how they feel.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times we're just told to keep it in.
Yeah.
And finally, I think nowadays I've seen on social media that people are speaking out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm definitely more of an open person because especially because there's kids that follow me. I feel, going back to the social media thing again, if you only show these kids the good shit in life, they're going to be like depressed when they life isn't like that. So I feel like it's kind of my obligation to tell these kids, like, yeah, everyone's going through some shit. Just they don't talk about it, but everyone's going through some shit, man. It's going to get better.
Yeah, and that's like, dude, especially, and I've even made like a few TikToks about that where it's like, it's okay to not be okay. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you just get so much into something and, you know, you don't realize that, you know, the sun will shine tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'll wake up and, you know, it might not get exponentially better tomorrow, but
it will eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Dude, obviously everyone, like, I've been through some extremely horrible relationships, like draining shit, mentally bad shit. And at the end of it, you know, like when you end it, you know,
it fucks you up
and it takes you a while.
Yeah, that's another main thing that music does for me. It just helps me like rationalize shit in my head, I guess.
Good.
And it's hard for relationships, especially for me, is just difficult because even if you say you don't want something from me, everyone wants something from me if they're trying to come in my life.
Yeah.
So I have to be careful about that. And then I don't know, it's complicated. Because there's attention on me all the time.
Well, you're scared to make a mistake in front of an audience.
Yeah, and it's just really complicated. And then I'm an asshole, honestly. And I'll like post some shit about, like, I post shit about my ex girlfriend all the time on fucking Snapchat. And, like, a lot of people look at my Snapchat, so like that shit's kind of fucked up. But I don't know. I feel like I have to say shit about. What's going on in my life?
Got to get off your chest.
Yeah, especially to like help kids get through what they're going through, I guess.
Well, dude, honestly, like, listen, your ex is your ex for a reason.
Yeah.
And like, as far as you doing you now, bro, like that's no one else has, you know, no, like, you shouldn't have to answer for anyone else.
Yeah.
Other than maybe you and your family and your close friends for whatever you do. Because obviously everyone's going to have a fucking opinion about you. Doesn't mean their opinion's right.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, you know, so fuck them. So you like post, and that's why you got to, like, you know, as far as, you know, the shit that you're doing online, when you said that, you know, you're scared about posting things. I mean, if it's just your inner thoughts, bro, like, put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay. So, do you, that's a really fucking dog shit one. Do you like sports?
Yeah.
Do you have his favorite, like, Tri-State area sports team?
I'm a big Yankees guy. A really big Yankees guy.
So is Justin. That's good.
I placed a $25,000 wager that the Yankees are going to win the World Series. I don't know how I feel about it now, but I hope it goes well.
Justin's more, is that a, how do you think that of a bet is that? Is that not bad? As a Yankees fan, you got to wish.
Yeah.
You got to hope. Okay. So listen, hope you win that.
Yeah.
So you're a fellow sports gambler.
I don't really lose anything from it because I won the money off the Bucks winning the Super Bowl because I put like four grand on them winning
you. I was gonna
at the beginning of the season.
Ooh.
And then it paid out the money that I put into the Yankees bet.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I won, I was just like, fuck it. Let me just put this on the Yankees.
Are you a Bucks fan, or you just say you had a good feeling?
I mean, I just like Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's a GOAT.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, listen, I put, what was it, like 100 to win like 4 or something on the Bucks before the game. I felt like, I think our friend Brendan put like almost 1,000. Good for him. Are you like sports betting now?
I'm an addict to anything that I do. I've become an addict of it. It's ridiculous.
So you're definitely friends with Birdlaw.
my gambling habits are so bad. So like once a week I'll go on live. You know what Rubet is?
Yeah, of course.
I go on Rubet on like YouTube live. Like,
oh
once
my
a week.
God. And just people watch you.
Yeah,
bet.
And I just lose so much. I lost like $300 2 days ago.
I knew I liked Chris.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, man.
That's awesome. I think sports betting is fun. I've had friends and even myself at times be like, okay, we need to take a step back. This is fucking
Yeah, I've
bad.
Had to take a step back a few times. I've had to quit a couple times.
Do you use like DraftKings or you have a guy?
I use FanDuel, DraftKings. I literally have everything.
You have like all the facets.
Yeah, I have all the big ones.
MGM bets.
I have MGM. We got Fox bets. Oh, it's bad. I'm going to the Meadowlands tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to the Meadowlands tonight.
Just actually going right out. Like, what are you doing after this? Going to Meadowlands?
I go to Meadowlands like 7. Watch the horses.
Oh, God. We have the racetrack here.
Yeah.
The Mont Park racetrack.
Oh, Freehold too.
Freehold have one?
Yeah, I have horses in Freehold.
Okay.
And then I might have horses in Meadowlands. I think I have one horse in the Meadowlands right now.
But dude, like as far as if you've ever been in the Haskell, this is like one of the biggest horse racing events in the country. That's at Monmouth Park.
I've been to Monmouth. I've been there.
It's a sick park. The Haskell is like the main thing. Everyone just dresses preppy and goes.
That's like the hunt.
Yeah, pretty. It's the hunt for here. Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about pineapple on pizza?
Again, I don't eat it, so I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. Never had it in my life.
Yeah.
I've never ate pineapple in my life.
I have had it on pizza. Things. I'm a fat piece of shit, so I don't like it. Like if I'd rather order like a chicken parm pizza.
Eat it?
But I'll eat it. If I'm hungry or drunk. There's like whatever. I'm sure every man has his price. Would you rather be able to fly or teleport? Only tough questions here.
Fly.
Why is that?
Flying would just be so cool.
Yeah. Because I feel like teleport is just like you could arrive at different places, but people don't know that.
Flying is cool as shit. You can take people on like flights with you. Like you fly someone in the air. That's fucking funny.
You're like Superman, but without the strength. Okay. Let's see. If you had to eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? One meal.
Probably pizza.
Okay. Just plain pizza?
Yeah, just cheese pizza.
Bro.
Anything else I'd get like sick of.
What do you eat for like as far as ice cream?
Ice cream?
Don't tell me just vanilla.
Nah, I eat vanilla, chocolate, peanut butter cup, everything really.
Okay.
I'll eat any ice cream. I'm a big junk food guy. I'm a big hot Cheetos guy.
Ooh.
I love hot Cheetos. I eat a lot of hot Cheetos.
So hot shit doesn't faze you?
No, I hate hot shit, but I like hot Cheetos. I ate like a big bag of hot Cheetos every day for like 4 years, and I had to quit because my shit turned orange. I was shitting orange because I was eating them so much.
I was gonna say your doctor's like, yeah, Chris, you literally took 10 years off your life.
It's like the dye in the hot Cheetos.
Yeah, it's just not good for you.
Once that happened, once it started happening, it happened for like a week. And I was like, I could quit. I was like, this is not okay. This is not good.
Yeah. God damn. It's one of those like in moderation things nowadays. If you could live anywhere, or like let's say if you could, if you have to, if there's any other place that you would live other than New Jersey, where would it be? Talk about Florida a lot.
Yeah. Florida or any like tropical island.
Why is that?
I just want to live in like a big ass house with an infinity pool and seeing like a blue ocean, like a sea clear blue ocean.
Water. Yeah, you can't beat that. Last year I went to Puerto Rico. Fucking beautiful. I went surfing there, but it's just, you can't beat that. And a lot of people do. If you ever been to Puerto Rico, there's a place called Rincon, which is like a very heavy surf spot. But it's like all like Northeast American people going there, and they live there.
I think Puerto Rico is going to become a state pretty soon. I think Puerto Rico is going to be the next state.
Logan Paul just moved there.
Yes, I saw that.
For tax reasons.
Yes.
Because California is just fucking people.
Dude, I fucking hate California, man.
Like, as far as, like, that influencer, like, YouTuber life.
I don't understand the LA thing. Like, fuck that.
It's everyone's leaving now.
Yeah,
it's done.
It's so bullshit. Like, it's because it was okay when it was real celebrities, like, actors, actresses, and real celebrities.
But now it's cloud houses.
Now it's, like, TikTokers. Like, no, stop it. It's too much. This is too much. You've gone too far now.
Well, dude, the reason everyone moved to LA is so they can collab together. But because of COVID, none of them can. So they're like, I'm making videos in my room. Why am I paying all this rent? Why am I paying all this taxes? I can go down to Florida. No state income tax. It could be in beautiful weather just as well. Obviously, you know, Florida's a bit different from there. But, you know, so it makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, a lot of them are moving to Texas.
Yeah, Texas is cool.
It's big. You know, it's harsh with, as far as, like, drugs and shit, they don't fuck around there. Like, a few of them got arrested for, like weed there shit, and they'll...
Yeah,
you know,
Florida doesn't give a fuck.
Florida does not give a fuck, which is good.
Florida's the best, man.
Yeah, I gotta go down there.
There's Disneyland, or Disney World. Disney, Universal.
I always want to go to the Nick Hotel before we close this out. I've always wanted to go there.
What's the Nick Hotel? What?
Like Nickelodeon?
There's a Nick Hotel?
Bro, I swear on my life, as a kid watching Nick, they have a crazy Nick. It's probably old as shit now, but they had, like, would throw slime on people, like making your kid.
I've never heard of that. I go to Disney like every other week, and I've never heard of that.
Funny enough, I've never been there.
Really?
Never.
I go to Disney I'm trying to go to Disney for 60 days this year. That's my goal. It's 1/6 of the year. Or 1/60, I don't know how many days it was. I wouldn't be in Disney.
You know Young Lean?
Yeah.
I watched his latest documentary.
He got, like, Pluto tattooed on his neck.
Yeah. He said, like, in the middle of the documentary, it had nothing to do with it. They were like, yeah, Lean just, he's on his way to Disney World right now. He wants to just go trip balls there. Just walk around.
Oh, dude, some of that shit is awesome.
I'm sure.
There's a few rides that crazy.
Okay, listen, dude, we're going to close this out. Chris, is there any socials that you want to plug?
Yeah, go listen to my album, True Stories. It's out right now everywhere. And you can follow me on Instagram, I guess. I don't really post anything that much.
What's your handle on there?
Lil Lake 1. Go follow me. I don't really post anything, but follow me anyway.
Bro, he's got like 80,000 followers. You might be, or probably are, following him on Reddit.
Yeah, you might be, honestly.
You got any other, like, stuff you know, coming up that you want to let them know?
I mean, not really. I'm just fucking around right now. I'm just having fun. Probably when the summer rolls and I'll start doing shows again.
Yeah. And, dude, like I said, as you know, for his shows and that, you know, that first music video, I might have to wear the same outfit. And like I said, I won't fuck with any of your, like, as far as, I won't mess anything up. Just let me stand in the back.
I already have, like, a vision in my head of this.
Let me stand in the back and just be like that fuckboy face, just like in the back. And like, that's going to think, they're like, yo, that song was legit. Who the fuck was that in the back? So, thank you guys for watching the 27th episode of the MCM podcast. A lot of new shit is going on. Shout out to my Crocs. Just got these this past week. I'm waiting for those little buttons and shit.
Yeah.
I fucked up, man.
I'm trying to get the Cars Crocs, but they only make them in kid sizes. So I'm trying to figure out how to get them in men's.
You could either shave off part of your fucking foot and like,
might
be a viable option.
That might have to happen.
Or just have someone make a bigger croc for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Have some painted on there, some shit.
So, guys, thanks for watching this episode. Comment below if you like this, of course. Give it a like. Send this to your friends, and we'll catch you next time. See ya.